From Star Wars to 1970s TV shows, the promise of a bionic limb was always the stuff of science fiction. Now it's real. From PBS station WGBH in Boston, Christina Quinn introduces us to a woman who's helping local researchers perfect the technology.
Morgan Stickney approaches physical therapy at Spalding Rehab like everything in life, with her eyes on the prize.
I like to treat PT and OT as if it's a workout, so I go down there and give it my all.
She's a pre-med student, an elite swimmer, and a one-time Olympic hopeful. But she has suffered for years from an extremely rare vascular disease that went undiagnosed. It restricts blood flow to lower limbs, resulting in brittle bones.
I was trying to take my classes on opioids because I was suffering in so much pain. All my bones and my feet were dying and I couldn't walk.
Facing amputation, she learned about an experimental surgery happening at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. The Ewing amputation, named after the first patient to undergo the procedure, reconnects the muscles and nerves that communicate with the brain. It's a major advancement compared to a standard amputation, which severs these connections, says surgeon Matthew Carty.
When a patient with a standard amputation thinks about moving their ankle, which is no longer there, for example, they only get half the information. And so the brain searches for a way to process that incomplete equation.
The Ewing amputation closes the loop. So when an amputee puts on a prosthetic limb, the brain knows exactly where that leg is because the muscles and nerves are still intact.
And the idea is that once they've healed, when they fire those muscles and think about moving their ankle, their body basically thinks it's moving a biological ankle still.
Carty is working with researchers at the MIT Media Lab who are developing what is essentially a bionic leg. And Stickney, who underwent a Ewing amputation a year and a half ago, is among the first to help MIT researchers test it out. She's moving a robotic ankle just by thinking about it.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's a potential game changer for anyone who uses a prosthetic limb. But for Stickney, the immediate payoff of the surgery was being pain-free and returning to competitive swimming. Months after her amputation, Stickney won 2 national championships and was living in Colorado training for the 2020 Tokyo Paralympics. But a few months later, the rare vascular disease affected her other leg.
I was recovering in the cold tub, and I got out and hopped 3 steps, and my foot fractured.
Stickney has since become the first person to undergo a bilateral or double Ewing amputation. She's part of a small but growing group of pioneers helping perfect this new technology. In the meantime, though, she's already thinking about restarting her training regimen.
Nothing will stop me from getting in the pool. My goal is to go to the 2024 Paralympic Games. I'll be in a different classification this time, but that doesn't change anything. I'm going to be working just as hard in the pool, if not harder.
Proving loss can fuel one's competitive spirit. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Christina Quinn in Boston.